While he was interrogating Jesus, Pilate unexpectedly put this question to the accused: "Where are you from?" Jesus' accusers had called for him to receive the death penalty by dramatically declaring that this Jesus had made himself the Son of God, a capital offense under the law. The enlightened Roman judge, who had already expressed skepticism regarding the question of truth, cross-reference John 18:38, could easily have found this claim by the accused laughable. And yet he was frightened. The accused had indicated that he was a king, but that his kingdom was not of this world, John 18:36. And then he had alluded to a mysterious origin and purpose, saying, "For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." John 18:37. All this must have seemed like madness to the Roman judge, and yet he could not shake off the mysterious impression left by this man, so different from those he had met before who resisted Roman domination and fought for the restoration of the kingdom of Israel. The Roman judge asks where Jesus is from in order to understand who he really is and what he wants. The question about Jesus' provenance, as an inquiry after his deeper origin, and hence his true being, is also found in other key passages of St. John's Gospel, and it plays an equally important role in the Synoptic Gospels. For John, as for the Synoptics, it raises a singular paradox. On the one hand, counting against Jesus and his claim to a divine mission, is the fact that people knew exactly where he was from. He does not come from heaven, from the Father, from above, as he purports to, John 8:23. No. "Is not this Jesus, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" John 6:42. The Synoptics tell of a similar dispute that arose in the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus' hometown. Jesus had expounded the words of sacred scripture, not in the customary manner, but by relating them to himself and his mission, with an authority that went beyond the bounds of all exegesis. Cross-reference Luke 4:21. The listeners were understandably shocked by this treatment of Scripture, by the claim that he himself was the inner point of reference and the key to exegesis of the sacred text. Shock led to denial. "Is not this carpenter the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Mark 6:3. They know perfectly well who Jesus is and where he comes from. He is one among others. He is one like us. His claim can only be presumption. Moreover, Nazareth was not associated with any such promise. John recounts that Philip said to Nathanael, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael's response is well known. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" John 1:45 and following. The ordinariness of Jesus, the provincial carpenter, seems not to conceal a mystery of any kind. His origin marks him out as one like any other. Yet the reverse argument is also adduced against Jesus' authority, as in the dispute with the man born blind after he received his sight. "We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, Jesus, we do not know where he comes from." John 9:29. When Jesus preached in their synagogue, the people of Nazareth had said something rather similar before dismissing him as someone well known to them and just like them. "Where did this man get all this? What is the wisdom given to him? What mighty works are wrought by his hands?" Mark 6:2. Here too the question, "Where is he from?" arises, only to be dismissed straight away by the reference to his relatives. Jesus' provenance is both known and unknown, seemingly easy to establish, and yet not exhaustively. In Caesarea Philippi, Jesus will ask his disciples, "Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Mark 8, 27 and following. Who is Jesus? Where is he from? The two questions are inseparably linked. The four Gospels set out to answer these questions. They were written in order to supply an answer. Matthew opens his Gospel with Jesus' genealogy because he wants to put the question of Jesus' provenance in the correct light from the very beginning. The genealogy serves as a kind of heading to the entire Gospel. Luke, on the other hand, places Jesus' genealogy at the beginning of his public ministry as a kind of public presentation of Jesus, in order to answer the same question with a different emphasis, in anticipation of all that is about to unfold in the rest of the Gospel.